We bless you tonight, Father God. We worship you. We thank Pastor Andrew for the wonderful word last night. Amen. That was powerful. Oh, my goodness. The moving of the Holy Spirit has been very rich in the worship and the praise in and through all the people. Amen. It's been absolutely beautiful. I thank God for the prophetic words that Andrew released to Kingdom Alliance last night. On July 29th, as Robert and I were going out berry picking out the road, God gave me a word and I recorded it for Kingdom Alliance. And it went right along with the word that you released about God releasing his plans and his blueprints to us for not only the city but for the state. And that he was giving us that plan and blueprint. And I believe Mary got even the strategy while she was away. So it's amazing how, you know, that we have one Holy Spirit. And when we're open and we're listening, he speaks to us. All of us. All of us. He's going to move each time differently. It's not going to be the same every time. Otherwise, how many knows it can get boring? I love wild. I mean, I didn't grow up in church, but the first crazy church I walked into, this was nothing. I mean, it was about the same, kind of the same, little, you know, kind of. I walked in there. There's our angel back there. Yes. I walked into that crazy place. Remember, Mark? Man, Brother Tom was hopscotching in and out that door. And I said, man, right on. I wasn't even saved. And my husband, well, he was my boyfriend at the time, went, oh. I felt right at home. So that's why, I mean, Christ came to set us free. And free indeed. Indeed. That means more than what we have. More than what we have. We get so comfortable in worshiping so pretty in church. Oh, my goodness. There's more. There's more. We haven't even, I mean, we think tonight was pretty good. It was pretty good. We had to war to get there and stay in it for a while. You know, in different tribes and tongues and nations on the face of the earth, there's different types of people. You know, and you know, some of us like do just a little tap here and let some of us just, you know. I mean, all of it is wonderful. All of it is wonderful. He just looks at our hearts. He looks at our hearts. You are to participate in the Lord's army. You are to participate. Amen. I mean, didn't you appreciate the participation tonight, Teresa? Say it, sister. Say it. Amen. I'm going to get right into the word. A couple weeks ago, the Lord woke me up at 5 a.m. He was shaking my bed, and then I called my daughter Esther later on that evening, and she's in Kansas. She says, Mom, you know what happened? I got woken up this morning at 5 a.m., and something was shaking my bed, so I got up and I prayed, and I said, well, what did the Lord say? He's shaking us. He's shaking the church. And I said, amen, because God just gave me a word. He says, I'm causing you to break out of your forms and your formalities, that which binds you, into a new freedom of worship unto me. Who needs their forms and formalities broken? We all do, amen? Otherwise, we become stinking religious. We become stinking prideful. We become so pious. Amen. God wants to do something in us and in our church. I'm talking about the kingdom church now, not just Abbott Loop. There's more churches represented here tonight. All of our churches, the kingdom church. He says, for I am doing a new thing in your midst, even in your mindset, will you not perceive it? You know, we all have mindsets that we really like, that we are very comfortable in. Don't you touch my mindset. I'm just fine. Thank you. Pride keeps us from moving on with God. Religion keeps us comfortable in our own tiny little boxes. Will you not perceive? Believe me, the Lord deals with me. I am breaking you open like an alabaster box so that my fragrance would be released. Oh, Lord, break me open. Otherwise, my own flesh is going to be smelled. I want your fragrance to be released from me, God. Your fragrance, Jesus. Let me break you. Let me break that outer shell. Let me break your hearts with what breaks mine. We don't know how to do it ourselves. All we need to do is just lay on the altar and let him break us. Let him do it. So when we come to the altars, he breaks our hearts with what breaks his. We don't even know that sometimes. We don't know what's in our own hearts until his presence comes in. And he shows us. I know this is not a popular message. I know it's not. But I am not going to apologize for God's word. I'm not here to condemn or criticize. We don't need any more of that. This is a word that's going to set us free, and free indeed. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, he has so much more for us. He says that I may be tested, seen and revealed in and through your lives in a fresh new way. How many of us need for him to move and to be seen in our lives in a fresh new way? Or are you totally comfortable? And are you totally pleased with where you're at in God? Hallelujah. Are you hungry? Are you hungry for more? He doesn't just come and spoon feed us. He doesn't just come and give us pretty messages that keep us comfortable. I mean, there's times for that. Thank God there's times for that. But God, remember the words he gave? We're coming into some hard things. When Chuck and Dutch were here, he's breaking us out of our religious structures, out of our religious mindsets, because he has more for us. Amen. Mark chapter 14. For they kept saying, it must not be during the feast, for fear that there might be a riot of the people. They were getting ready to arrest Jesus, the chief priests, the scribes, the big boys, the elders. And they were getting ready to arrest Jesus in secret, desiring, deceiting, and putting him to death. But they kept saying, oh, we can't do it in the open. We can't do it during the feast for fear that there might be a riot of the people. And while he was in Bethany, a guest in the house of Simon the leper, I love it that Jesus went to the house of the sinners. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a chance. I don't know about you, but I would not have a chance. I was telling Pastor Andrew today, I didn't grow up in church. I met my husband at the bar. You know, our kids and their friends, they always ask, how did you two meet in church? I'm like, no. No. Nope. I was 18, I had a fake ID, and I met him at the bar. My older sister was with me. She was going to get up and go and ask him to dance, Michael, and I said, sit down. He's mine. I walked over there, and amen, thank you. I knew he was my husband. When I first saw him, I knew he was my husband. So some of us wouldn't have a chance. And some of you tonight, I know you think you don't have a chance to be in God's army. You watched some of us tonight. Well, some of you thought we were a little loop-de-loop. And some of you thought, how can I do that? It's God. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. He does it through you. There'd be no way on this green earth that I ever thought I'd be in a place like this. I didn't grow up in church. The only place I grew up in was a very, very structured place, where I shared just a tad bit last night. Some of you know my testimony, where I couldn't move, I couldn't look around, I couldn't move my head, otherwise I would get thumped. And we didn't have chairs, right, sis? No chairs. We stood for hours straight. Couldn't look around, couldn't talk, couldn't move. So in church, I love to move. Love to move. I love the freedom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your freedom. So God is able. He's going to set some people free here tonight. He's going to set all of us free if we let him. If we let him. And while he was in Bethany, a guest in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of ointment, perfume of pure nard, very costly and precious. And she broke the jar and poured the perfume over his head. She brought something very precious that was very precious to herself, very costly, something that she broke over Jesus' head. What is your gift? What is your offering? What is your anointing tonight that God wants to break open in you and through you as unto the Lord? And you know me, whatever it takes to get your freedom, I don't care if you got to stand on your head to get it, then do it. If you need to lay, I'm serious. If you need to lay on the floor to get your freedom, then do it. I am not bound to man in Jesus' name. I am not bound to religion in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I'm coming with my gift, and I am breaking it open before you, Lord. And I'm pouring it out on your head because I know how much I need you. Hallelujah. I know how much I need you, Lord. Some of you know how much you need the Lord. Some of you don't know how much you need the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. But there were some who were moved with indignation. How dare she break that jar of perfume over Jesus' head? Can you believe it? I mean, that was so expensive. We could have used it on the poor. Man, I could have got a hold of some of that myself. How dare they praise like that? What do we say? What does the enemy say to you? That's an area where we need deliverance. Huh. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What is your offering to the Lord? What is your gifting? Mary spoke on the talents. What is your gifting? What are your talents? God gave each of us a talent. He gave each of us a gift. Are you sitting on it? You don't need permission to use it. Like Pastor Andrew said, the only one stopping it is you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just need to get out of order to just use your gifting. Some of us have gotten a little bit too orderly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know this is a tough word. I know it. I'm not trying to be mean. I love you. Thank you, Jesus. God is moving us into using our gifts and our talents for Him. And it's going to look different. It's going to sound different. When we allow Him to break us, when we allow Him to, when we have to participate, okay? We have to participate with Him. Amen. Whatever He says, whatever He says, He gave each of you a gift. He gave each of you a talent. He's given each of you something in your hands to sow into the offering, to speak a kind word to someone, to invite someone to church, to go get out of our comfort zones and go pray with someone. Pastor Andrew challenged Kingdom Alliance to move out strategically into the villages, into the hub towns. You know, it's going to take me getting out of my comfort zone. You think I like to do that? No, not all the time. I'm going to be honest with you. Not all of us are called to go out there. Not all of us are, so I wouldn't heap that condemnation on you. Some of us can send. Some of us can do our part and pray. Some of us can say, let me help you with whatever. We each have a part. Amen. We each have a part. We are a many-membered body. And when we allow the Lord to break us and remake us and remold us, oh, His anointing comes through. His anointing comes through us. His fragrance comes through us. We're not always going to say things right, do things right. You know what? I don't even try. I'm not a people pleaser. I've had to have the Lord really work on me to like people, really, because I needed a lot of deliverance and help. I did, and I still do. I still do, and so do you. Amen? Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Andrew, we want you to be free to move and flow with Holy Spirit, however He has you to. Don't hold back. Thank you, Lord. Receive Him tonight.
Thank you so much, Kingdom Alliance Network, the leadership, and each and every one of you for coming tonight. I've been blessed since yesterday. I was telling Robert that this was very timely for me because I've been greatly, greatly blessed. Even this morning, as my brother Randy came to speak, whatever he spoke was like confirmation of things that I'd put before the Lord, and I really wanted Him to confirm, and there it was. And I was telling Him afterwards that as He spoke, there's a time when He said, look at your hands. And I looked at my hands, and what was actually coming out of my hands was oil. And the Lord is at work. And so you are not here by mistake. Probably somebody invited you. God has brought you here tonight. And you're not going to go back the same. I will be obedient to the Holy Spirit and share what He wants me to share right now. I came prepared with something else, but I am obedient to the Holy Spirit. I don't want to stick to what I think I should do. Let Him do what He desires to do tonight. And so I invite you to open up your heart. I invite you to allow God to do what He desires to do. As a church, we are in a place where those that are able to see, those that are able to hear, those that are able to perceive, understand what the Lord is doing in His church. And the scriptures are very clear. In Revelation, He says, you as an ear, let Him hear what the Spirit says to the church. And that has been a message throughout the church age. We are almost at the conclusion of the church age, because Jesus Christ is coming soon. We are almost at the end, but yet we are very, very blessed. We are privileged because the end of the ages has come upon us. God chose you and me to be part of these end times, to be able to participate with heaven for his kingdom to come here on earth and his will to be done. Wherever he has blessed you, it is not a mystic, it is divine, because our God is in control. He sits high and lifted up even right now. He's sitting on his throne, high and lifted up in that high and holy place. But yet he dwells in the midst of his people. And right now he's with us here. He's here in our midst. His presence is here tonight. And we, as his vessels, we have to humble ourselves and allow him to flow and do what he desires to do. And tonight that is what I'm doing. There is a lot that God wants to do tonight, but he is asking you to allow him to do it. Yesterday I shared on what God is doing in the church, what the devil is doing, and what we ought to do and be. And I won't get back there, but tonight God wants you to say yes, because he cannot do anything unless you give him the permission to. And I will just be obedient to share what he wants me to share. And tonight, do not sit there and say, well, it is for them. There is no spectator here tonight. Probably some of you have come to see this is your first time here. I mean, let me go and watch them out. Let me go and check them out. But let me tell you something. You're not checking us out here tonight. But God has brought you here because he wants to work in your heart. Amen? He wants to work in your heart. Probably you may stay seated on that seat and go out, but let me tell you, your life is not going to remain the same, because you've come in the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's going to continue to deal with you, to work on you. You're not going to remain the same from this day forth. Angels are here tonight. Last night when I went back, I had such a great, great time. I slept good. Yeah, I did. And I want to thank my brother and sister, Lee and Peggy, for hosting me, you know, in their home. Thank you so much. I slept, and last night I had an encounter with the Lord. And so I am really, really blessed tonight. But I want to really share, and I'm not going to take long in my sharing. Tonight, the Holy Spirit wants to do a work in your heart. And we are going to give him that time to do what he desires to do. And I ask each and every one of you, as I say, to cooperate. But as I was there, the Lord just gave me this word to give to you. Zephaniah chapter 3. We are going to read verse 14. And this is what God is saying to you tonight. He says, "Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart." That is what we're trying to do here tonight. And he says, "O daughter of Jerusalem, the Lord has taken away your judgment." The Lord has taken away your judgment. And if the Lord has taken it away, who are you to continue judging yourself? Who are you to sit there and say, it is not for me, it is for them? Today is not my day. Probably tomorrow, I don't feel like it. The Bible says in 1 John that if your heart condemns you, then know that God is bigger than your heart. Tonight, God Almighty is bigger than your heart. I don't know what kind of place you are in. I don't know what kind of judgment you're bringing upon yourself. The devil is good at doing that, but tonight we expose him. The devil is defeated tonight because you are God's property. You are God's property. You are. Whatever it is that you have allowed the devil to put on you, we break it off your life tonight. Judgment. Self-condemnation. The Lord says he has removed it away from you. And I declare freedom over you in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare freedom over you right now in your spirit, in your emotions. I declare release in the mighty name of Jesus. Be free right now in Jesus' mighty name. He has cast out your enemy. If the Lord God is for you, then who can be against you? If he's for you, who can be against you? Do not fear, says the Lord God Almighty. Who is man that you will fear him? The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. And we break off every curse over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. We break it off right now. Let it be broken in Jesus' mighty name. We break it off. We break off every spoken word that is not of God. Every curse. The familiar spirits, we bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no place here. We command you to go right now in Jesus' name. Set that lady free. Be free right now in Jesus' mighty name. There will be no disaster, no more disaster in Jesus' mighty name. In that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. 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 Do not worry. Do not be dismayed. My child, do not fear. The Lord says to you, do not fear. Many are gripped with fear, but not you. And we declare release over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare you free. Fear of the future, fear of tomorrow, fear of what is going to happen. Fear for your children, fear for your grandchildren, fear for your job, fear for what is going on. Fear. You have no place here in the mighty name of Jesus. For he has not given us a spirit of fear, but the Lord our God who is in our midst, the mighty God of Israel, our God and our Redeemer. He has given us a spirit of power and a sound mind. And so we declare every confusion, go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of confusion, you will not prevail here. We command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. Let not your hands be weak. Let not your hands be weak. Let not your hands be weak. The Lord says he prepares you, he trains you for battle. He trains you for battle. Let not your hands be weak. Let not your hands be weak. We declare release over you right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, that you will take your place in that place of battle, in that place of prayer. You will not be weak in any way. We declare you free from weakness in the mighty name of Jesus. Our war is a spiritual war. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but against forces of evil in the high places. But yet he has given us the victory. Victory is ours. He has given us his armor. A spiritual armor is for us to put on. It's not just offensive, but it's not just defensive, but offensive. And tonight he says, rise up, mighty warrior. Rise up for battle. Rise up for battle. I hear that rumpet sound. It is time for war in the heavenlies. It is time to rise up, intercessor. It is time to rise up, mighty man of God. It is time to rise up, mighty warrior. It is time for you to stand and wage war. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time to wage war. It is time to stop being on the defensive, that you will be on the offensive, on the offensive, that will begin to declare that the Lord will stir your heart, that you will obey and walk with the Lord. The Lord is saying to you, mighty woman of God, mighty warrior, rise up and take your place. The Lord is releasing to you once again that which you had lost, a spirit of prayer and intercession is raising you up and is going to start tonight. The Lord is going to wake you up. You will not have sleep because he's positioning you to that place where he has called you to be, that you begin to declare you wage war in the spirit against darkness to set his people free. You will not be weak. You will not be weak. You will not be weak. We cast down every deception, every lie from the evil one that has bound you. You say, it is not me. It is not time. We come against the spirit of procrastination. You know what to do, but you keep on saying, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it the next day. We cast that off in the mighty name of Jesus. We set you free right now, that you will rise up to be what God has called you to be. We speak forth release in the mighty name of Jesus. We release you into your calling right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We release you into the apostolic in the mighty name of Jesus. We release you into the prophetic in the mighty name of Jesus. We release you into the pastoral ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. We release you into the evangelistic ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. We release you into the teaching ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. We pull down every form of religion that has bound you in Jesus' mighty name, and we come against every spirit that has put you down, words that have been spoken to you, every form of discouragement that has kept you down from people that you thought would stand with you and would encourage you. We come against that right now. We release you into your calling right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers, we release you into the gifts of God, into the power gifts, into the revelation gifts, into the utterance gifts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be released. You're not going to be weak. You're rising up, mighty warrior. And tonight is the night. Today, right now, it is the time. It is not tomorrow. It is tonight. It is today. God is releasing you. And there is no doubt. devil that can stop it. There is no demon that can stop it. And you're not going to stop it tonight. You're not going to stop it tonight. But you are opening up and say, God, I'm willing and I'm obedient. Do whatever you desire to do in my life. Verse 17 says, the Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. The mighty one will save. He will save. He will save. There are a couple of people here. The Lord wants you to rededicate your life to Christ. And we are going to give you an opportunity tonight that you will make right with him. And he's able to save. Hallelujah. He's able to save. It doesn't matter how far you've gone away. But tonight he's bringing you back in a mighty way. And you're coming back to him. You are giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. He says he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Some versions say he will rejoice over you with dancing. Some of you, I wonder, you mean the Lord dances? Yes, he dances. Does the Lord sing? Oh, he sings. He sings, the Lord sings. He's rejoicing over you tonight. He's rejoicing over us tonight. And as I sat there, I saw actually the Lord singing over us tonight. Singing over us tonight. Everything that happened here tonight was just what he wanted it to be like. And the angels were here with us. They're still here with us tonight. He rejoices over you. He dances over you because you are his beloved. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. He loves you so much and is pleased with you. The Lord is pleased with you. He says, I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly who are among you. This is his appointed assembly. It is. It is. And there are those of you that came tonight sorrowful in your heart. But he says he will remove that sorrow. He will remove that sorrow. Tonight, instead of a spirit of heaviness, there is a spirit of praise that is coming over you. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Instead of ashes, there is beauty that the Lord is bestowing over you. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Instead of mourning, there is joy released over you. Receive that joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. If you feel like standing up and jumping and dancing, it is okay. If you want to run around this sanctuary, it is okay. If you want to love, it is okay. If you want, whatever you want to do, you can even make somersaults. You can make somersaults. It is okay. It is okay. It is okay. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I will say, rejoice in the Lord. Let your joy be evident. Tonight, the Lord wants you to laugh at the devil. He has put you down for a long time. He wants you to laugh at him. He wants you to laugh at the devil, and the devil doesn't want you to laugh. He hates it when you laugh. He says confusion. But tonight we are rejoicing. Tonight we are laughing. Hallelujah. That is what the Lord is doing tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 He says, to whom is reproach is a burden. When we were praising God, it was like a burden. You didn't want even to stand up and do anything. But that is gone. Because that burden is lifted off you right now. What you are putting on right now is the yoke of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he says his yoke is easy. Hallelujah. His yoke is easy. Whatever the enemy has been putting on you, you on your shoulders. Some of you, they've told you it is stress, it is depression. We come against the spirit of depression and stress in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not prevail here tonight. We declare freedom over you right now. Behold, at that time, I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame and gather those who were driven out. Whatever has afflicted you, whatever seems to be afflicting you, the Lord is dealing with it tonight. You're not taking it back with you to your house. You're not taking it back with you in your heart or in your mind. It is gone in the mighty name of Jesus. I will appoint them for praise and fame. For praise and fame. For praise and fame. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Instead of mourning, instead of a burden, there is praise, there is joy, and there is fame. Not fame for us, no, but his fame. Hallelujah. For when he's lifted up, he draws all men unto him. It is Jesus that draws. It is none of us. We are just flesh and blood. We are just vessels for him. But even as you begin to rise up for the Lord, you will begin to draw people, not to you, but to him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Because you are his body. You are his vessel. You are his ambassador. Hallelujah. That is what is happening tonight. That is what is happening tonight. In every land where they were put to shame, the Lord is raising you up. Wherever you are, probably that shame has been in your home. Probably that shame has been with you, wherever you have been. But that is changing tonight, child of God. That is changing tonight, servant of God. That is changing tonight, woman of God. That is changing tonight, man of God. Rise up on your feet and begin to praise him. Rise up on your feet and begin to declare and begin to proclaim and begin to release whatever it is. Begin to speak right now. Right now, right now, right now, just lift up your voice. 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 If you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, just begin to speak forth in tongues right now. If you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, you don't speak in tongues, the Lord is even filling some of you right now. The presence of God is here. Here tonight, the Lord is working as never before. The Lord is releasing you in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive, 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 receive in Jesus' mighty name. 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 Hallelujah. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. Whatever it is. If you want to come to the altar, just come to the altar. Just come to the altar right now. God is at work right now. God is at work right now. Just come to the altar. Just come to the altar. Just come to the altar and continue on, continue on, continue on, continue on, continue on right now. Continue on right now in what the Lord is doing and releasing over you in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Just go ahead. Just go ahead. Receive. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 That will will no longer be a stumbling block to what God has called you to do. It is no longer going to be a stumbling block. There is a release. Receive it, servant of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive, receive, receive tonight. 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 Oh, Shanta Radi Delebesha. Ratata Shakayamanda. Roto Shikrama Seke. Randi Limen Dalama Seterebe. Robo Shakayama Sita. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rita Shata Kayamase. Ratia Shakabalanda. Rondo Robo Sataya Kashikere. Rati Keshikayama Sondo. Rati Tere Dedebe Sobradi Debeba. Rati Keshikirianda. Lama sende Rita Shandelebe Londo Robo Ratika Shekeyeme Shonda. My brother, just receive, just receive, just receive. Just receive, just receive. This is what the Lord is telling me. He says he's changing your name. It may not necessarily mean that he's changing your name, but whatever it is that has been holding you, the Lord is turning that around. He's giving you a new name. He's giving you a new name. Receive it. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Shanta Radebe Shoko Branda. Retika Baradi Deshika Yamasha. Rotoshoko.